Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The New York Stock Exchange is about to undergo the biggest change in its 213-year history. It's buying the electronic trading firm Archipelago. Could this be the beginning of the end of floor trading? Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. And Tess, this was a surprise for Wall Street, I understand. What was the impact on the stock exchange?
Well, there's been talk of this happening for several years, and that talk has really intensified with some of the Wall Street scandals of late, including 15 traders who were indicted just last week. And it comes shortly after news that the NASDAQ is looking to acquire the electronic trading firm Instanet, so there's a competitive angle to this. But this is just an enormous change. The New York Stock Exchange is the only one where they still have this what's called an open outcry system with human beings doing the trading instead of computers. You've seen them. They're all shouting on the floor of the stock exchange. The exchange is now proposing a hybrid, a lot of electronic trading, some human trading. Investors will basically have a choice. And it's planning to go public itself as well, become a for-profit company.
And so how would this change the culture of Wall Street?
Well, that's a great question, because what we're talking about here is really history. The last big change the NYSE went through was back in the late 1860s when they changed from a sit-down auction for shares, kind of like you'd see at Sotheby's today. They auctioned off stock. Then they changed to this open outcry system that's in place today. Now, there's speculation that this change could eventually, ultimately, lead to the end of floor trading. So then you'd have no iconic opening bell, no pictures on the nightly news of all those traders in blue lab coats shouting at each other. But again, that's just speculation that that's going to happen. Right now, they're going to go for this hybrid, and the NYSE members and the SEC still have to approve this plan.
Well, Tess, why go for the hybrid at all? Why not just go wholesale electronic like other exchanges?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of pressure from trading companies themselves to keep their businesses, to keep the jobs for all those floor traders. But I spoke with business historian John Steele Gordon, and he points out that there have been times when electronic trading went bust.
In 1987, during the crash of 87, the New York Stock Exchange continued to function because they did have floor trading, whereas the electronic exchanges, essentially, they just shut down. People wouldn't answer the phone. And so floor trading does have its uses.
But again, what this is all about is getting investors the very best price, and the most accurate way to do that, proponents say, is electronic trading.
And what about those investors? Will they see a difference?
For individual investors, not really. Trades might happen faster, but otherwise, the average trader isn't likely to notice a big difference. Institutional investors will, the likes of Fidelity and Morgan Stanley, and they're the ones really that have been pushing for this for several years now, as I mentioned. But the average investor who's got stock in, you know, a few shares in Disney, a few shares in Coca-Cola, they're going to make a trade. It'll just be done, maybe a little faster, more efficiently, but they're not really going to notice it at this point. And we'll have much, much more of this later today on Marketplace.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.